Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Unified Caring, Caring Moments podcast. UCA Caring knows no bounds. We endeavor to be wherever caring is needed and help create caring communities everywhere. Please be sure to follow us on Twitter at Unified Caring and check out our website, www.unifiedcaring.org, to see the many ways you personally can benefit by becoming a member. And now, here's the show.
Well, good morning and welcome to Unified Caring Association's Caring Moments podcast. My name is Karen. It's the first Thursday in March. Yay! And that means that our guest today is April. April, good morning. How are you today?
Oh, good morning, Karen. I'm doing great today. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for asking. Life is good and gets better and better every day, doesn't it?
Yeah, I feel like it
yeah.
is. Lots of good things. Lots of good things are happening this year. Really grateful for
that. Oh, I agree.
That.
Oh, me, you and me both. I have this this favorite phrase that I love to say, the better it gets, the better it gets.
Yep.
Yep, people say, how
100%.
Much worse is it going to get? And I said, I don't know, but the better it gets, the better it gets.
Exactly.
You know, why look for the worst? I want to look for the good. And speaking of good, I love the Unified Caring Association store. As you know, I do buy stuff from there. Mm-hmm. And I know we have some exciting new product line coming in the next couple of months. I'm very excited to talk about that as soon as that gets in here. But I want to let people know just to keep, you know, checking out the website, you know, check out the store, and just be on the lookout because there's some exciting stuff coming into the store. I personally am very excited about it. So, I think it's great. So, speaking of our store, first Thursday, that's April Day, actually. It's always the first Thursday is I classify it as my day, my April Day. So,
it is
April.
Yep.
Yes, it is.
Me and Karen
yes.
Day.
That means Party Central, right? No, I'm kidding. No, but we do have a good time. And
We do.
Now, you have, I know we're going to talk a little bit about books today.
Yes.
But I also want to give people listening who may be, you know, artisans, and they may develop their own soaps or candles or jewelry or art or whatever. And if anybody is looking, you know, if you have these great things that you're looking for a wider audience to sell to, you're looking for a nice, beautiful customer base where things are not, like, you can't go into the store and everybody in, you know, and everybody else will have what you have, right?
Exactly.
So we're, you know, looking for unique things, right? So if I had a product, April, that I really thought you would work well with your store and with the members and even non-members, how would I go about getting what I have to offer, like, in the store? How would I go about doing that if that was something that I had?
Yeah, definitely it'd be something you'd want to go into unifiedcaring.org, and you can actually just send us a direct email, and that actually goes to our care team, which would also go to myself. And as you said, Karen, you'd be like, hey, I have this great, fabulous product. You know, I really, you know, I don't want to necessarily get my name out there, but I know it'll be beneficial to you and your members, and I think it would be a great product. We will definitely take a look at it and definitely reach out back to you and just see if it would be a good fit for UCA.
Right.
And we love
that
idea.
That's easy.
It's
that's
really
That's
simple.
So easy.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And they could just like put in the subject line community store consideration, perhaps.
Yes. Definitely.
Right?
Always in the caring community store, we're always about caring and giving back. A lot of our products, like I said, we're using it to, we're getting them from our vendors that are actually doing good deeds. Their proceeds are, you know, doing it to good deeds of other works. For instance, like our face mask in the health monitor section, the vendor that we purchased them from, she helps build schools in Africa and school supplies and whatnot. Things like that, you know, we're all about giving back. So if there's somebody out there that's doing things like that, doing good work, so we can help them so they can help the other people, we're for it 100%. And if it's a good match for UCA, that's even better. And
that's great.
Help them as well.
Right. Yeah, I love, and when I look for, I was just sidebar, I was out looking for a piece of furniture earlier in the week, and I had gone into a very name brand store. I'm not gonna say the name, and they do have quality stuff, and it's and it's very pretty, but I can never find specifically what I am looking for. And I am a total online shopper. I really am. But I do mostly small and like purchasing from somebody who is, making the stuff themselves or whatever, rather than going through, a merchant. Because I know that there's more care when it's individualized. But I was talking with the sales lady, and I spoke about my desk. There's nobody anywhere probably in my whole state that has my desk. It is such a beautiful, unique piece that I'm going to make sure it stays in my family forever and a day. So I just get to whichever kid wants it, they can have it. My youngest has already claimed it, but it is so unique looking, and I have never seen anything like it anywhere, except I found it crafted by somebody, and I said, I absolutely have to have that, and that's now my desk for the last 8 years. And every time I look at it, I just go, wow, this is so pretty. Because I sit at it a lot, right?
Yeah, and you're looking at it, and you're like, no one else has this. This is a one-of-a-kind piece. And this is mine, and no one else is going to have the same thing. Yeah.
Right. Now, my husband used to make all my desks for me because they needed, in my line of work, I needed like an L-shaped desk, and so he used to make them for me, just like with countertops and, nice legs and things like that. Mm-hmm. But this is our third home, and he said, no, I'm done building for you. Oh, I said, okay, fine. I will go find something. And, I personally look for products that are made here, and I love handcrafted. I love creativity in people. And so that's what I personally tend to look for when I am buying something. And I love to help people, like the company that makes the masks, knowing that helps her build her schools and school supplies and everything else in Africa is amazing to me. And I would buy from her all day long. Mass produced, not so much. Individual, totally. I would do, I do that. So that's what I like about, it's one of the greatest things about the Unified Caring Store is that there is a nice mix of artisan stuff, and and it's beautiful, absolutely gorgeous.
It's really great. It's been I was just looking at the calendar today's been my 1 year at UCA, And
happy anniversary.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been an incredible journey, and I've loved every single minute, every single part of being here, and, you know, getting this store vamped up and doing the good works that we're doing, and, you know, we're continuing that from 2020 into 2021, and it's really exciting. So I'm excited to see, you know, the store expanding and all the wonderful benefits that we're adding to the website. And yeah, there's just 2021 is the year for UCA. That's for sure. Lots of great things that are happening, and it's really exciting, Karen.
It really, really is. Exciting. And yeah, and I love the different categories that the store has. So if I'm really only looking for, you know, an oximeter, you know, I can just go to the health and boom, there it is. If I'm looking for books, boom, there it is, you know. And the must-haves, you know, and, you know, we're coming up on spring soon.
Yeah.
What is it, the countdown? Today's, what, the 4th, so 16 more days until spring.
I know.
And how exciting is that, right? So there's,
Oh, sorry, Karen. Yeah, we just have, you know, there's a little section of our gardening section, too, you know, thinking about spring. You know, we've got some little herbs that you can plant either outside or inside your home. And, yeah, there's little things for the kids, you know, growing some little wildflowers, little kits, you know, for kids to have them learn how to grow things too and know where their food's coming from. I think that that's really neat and whatnot too. So, yeah, definitely check out the Caring Community Store and look at all the sections to see if it would be a great fit for you or for giving the gift of caring to someone else.
Right,
as well.
Right. And I love that idea with teaching your children, like with the seed, with the gardens, teaching your children where your food comes from, right?
Right.
Because it actually doesn't come from a store. That's the end result. Well, I guess the end result's a refrigerator. But, you know, and all the process and the work and everything that goes into creating, you know, whether it's herbs or, you know, growing tomatoes or whatever, you know, that is, you know, it is, it's work, and it is work that makes you feel good about yourself. And what a wonderful idea that is, April. I think that is absolutely phenomenal, teaching your children, you know, and watching it grow. And how fabulous is that? Great. Now, we have some books on Target today. Is that right?
Yeah, we do. We can just kind of go over the book section inside the Caring Community Store. You know, as we're talking about cooking and children or whatnot, here in the Caring Community Store, we have the Care to Casually Cookbook. And this cookbook is, I've done so many recipes off this because, as you know, normal parents, people in general, we're all working full-time jobs, or whether or not we're working from home or we're working elsewhere, you know, it's can be a little difficult at times when you want to have a good home-cooked meal, but you don't have a whole lot of time to make it. There's just so many quick and easy recipes, and they're right there. They're all one-pagers recipes, and they're all good and nice. Bold lettering, it's easy to read. And, you know, in a matter of, you know, say less than 30 minutes, I mean, you're just getting a fabulous meal. And like I said, I've done so many recipes out of this. It's just, it's like I said, it's really quick and convenient, and you're just getting a home-cooked meal. And
right.
I just think that that's really, really important these days, too. And, you know, staying healthy and eating right and eating good food, especially in this time that we're living in, too, for sure.
Right, Right, right. And what I love about this cookbook is that it's spiral bound.
Yeah. It is,
so,
it is a nice spiral
bound. You know, unless you
bound.
Have a cookbook stand, right? If you're, mm-hmm. you know, it is spiral bound that you can just like have it open just to the one page and you could just stand it
right.
up on your cookbook stand really nice and easy and be able to see it. But
mm-hmm.
the pages are, they're like, they're wipeable. Is that right?
Yeah, they
or
are.
Or am I
wipeable.
Incorrect on that?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you can wipe
yeah.
it off a little bit. Yep.
Oh, good, because, you know, I'm not necessarily the neatest cook.
Neither am I. My boyfriend would be the first one to tell you. I dirty up every dish of the house when I'm cooking. There's no doubt about
yeah.
that.
Right. And I love, and you know, and because it's spiral bound, you know, it doesn't really get as
mm-hmm.
as dusty as a bound book. Because I have, I don't know, like 3,000 books in my house, and because I love to
right.
read, and they do require a lot of dusting.
Yeah.
You know, they do. Plus
yeah.
storage. But that's another story for another day.
Yeah.
So, but no. I'm looking.
Yeah.
I'm looking at I'm on the website, and people, if you're listening online, you can just go to the website, unifiedcaring.org, and just go to the shop and then look for
mm-hmm.
the Care to Cook Casually and Quickly photo.
Yep.
And I love that there is the information, you know, like
mm-hmm.
Butter substitute
right.
for butter, salt, you know, for, you know, some of us, we know these things, and you know, if you've been around, you know, cooking in a kitchen, you kind of can tell what you substitute for, and
right.
And then the awareness, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the
yep.
animal blessing, and
right.
And I think that that's really important, in all honesty, because you know, have you ever? One thing I never do, because I've learned the very, very hard way. I
mm-hmm.
now understand what eating crow means is when you cook when you're angry,
right?
And all that energy goes into that food, and it really
doesn't
taste all that good. It really doesn't.
Nope.
So,
or
you know,
if you're just in a big super super hurry and you're trying to get a home cooked meal done, and you're like, oh man, you miss something, you miss an ingredient or something.
Right.
I mean, it happens. It happens to the
it
best
does.
Of us.
It does.
It's really good. I totally agree with you with the energy wise. I feel like you're putting the good intentions behind it and you give yourself a big deep breath. You're like, okay, I got this. I'm reading a recipe. I'm doing it. And it's just, it's going to taste fabulous. And I totally agree with like the awareness and the animal. You know, you always want to thank the animal for giving its life to feed you and nourish your body. You know, I was vegan, and being pregnant, you know, my daughter was like, no, mom, I need meat. and I had to, and you know, and that was something like I had to switch to. And then it's like, you know, going back, it's, you know, I'm blessing my food before I eat it and really just giving thanks because, you know, this is nourishing for me and my baby. So, what, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're pregnant or not, you know, if you're eating meat, it's good to just kind of set that intention for, you know, anyone and
right.
knowing that your body's getting the good nutrients that it needs and it's going to nourish. I feel like, I mean, putting the intention and the energy behind it, it's, you're going to feel like it's nourishing your body that much more, by blessing it.
Exactly. Okay. I agree with that,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I actually will thank all of the people who go through, you know, from start to finish, you know, from wherever it
right.
came from to where I picked it up from,
right.
everybody in between, mm-hmm. because without them, I wouldn't be able to have the meal that I have just prepared. Hopefully
yeah.
that I prepared it in a good mood, but still I just,
yeah.
you know what I mean? But no, because they're all, everybody is, you know, the connectedness of one and everything. And I think food connects everybody. And
it does.
You know, one of, you
we
know, just finding that appreciation
mm-hmm.
because, you know, costs are going up. And,
right.
you know, I think it's now more important than ever than to really appreciate what you're
yeah.
eating and thanking the people that that made it possible. You know, that
right.
includes the growers and the truckers and the processors and
yeah.
everywhere on down the line. And,
yeah.
you know, and I find that helps.
Yeah.
I find that, you know, when that's done and I'm, you know, then more of that just, I don't want to use the word magically because it's not, but
right.
More of that comes to me when that is my total mindset, right?
Right.
So,
mm-hmm.
Like, I'm very thankful for some brand new recipes. I'll tell you really quick. I had
yeah.
a student. I kids come and live at my house from other countries to go to
uh-huh.
school at the school my son goes to. So they and that's a program that the school has started. And so you become host parents for these children. They live with you for the whole entire school year, and then they go back to their
uh-huh.
country of origin. And
right.
and I've learned some fabulous meals from these children and the countries that they've come from.
Uh-huh.
One of my kids, he's now a junior in college. He comes back every year. He goes to school
yeah.
He goes to college in the state. He's from Vietnam. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, and so he taught me some classic Vietnamese food because he's like, Karen, he said, we need to introduce more food. You know, because if
yeah.
like Wednesday spaghetti day, because you know that's like with being so busy, that's just like okay, this is my day for this business. I know exactly what I need to go and get at the grocery
right.
store. So he actually got me involved in really learning to love to cook again.
Right.
Right. And so,
mm-hmm.
Not that the meals are elaborate or anything, but at least now I make more than seven different varieties of something. That's shameful to say, but you know,
well,
you know that just that you just fall into these things, you know. And who has time
yeah.
to look up recipes and look for something, you know? And
mm-hmm.
you know, and plus, as you know, the older you get, your needs, your personal dietary needs change, but still you have
right.
these teenagers that are, you know, still growing and still need all of this nutritional support. So, you know, it's
yeah.
better to be very aware of what I'm putting in them so that I'm helping,
right.
you know, them continue to support their immune system and grow and be strong and that type of thing. So cooking, and I think
yeah.
with the COVID, with
uh-huh.
with COVID over the last, I don't know, however long a year, with the lockdowns now, it has brought
right.
out family cooking.
Yeah. And that was something,
you know, everybody cooking
I feel like
together.
We need to get back to. Mm-hmm. Getting back to and having meals at home, you know, and sitting at the table and not in front of the TV or whatnot. And yeah,
right.
I totally agree with that. And, you know, Karen, just to interrupt you real quick, as you were talking about, you know, nutrition and whatnot, too, in the Caring Community, the benefits page, we have a lot of new material as far as nutrition. So we pulled together
nice.
a bunch of new resources on that. So, yeah, if you check out the benefits page, in the Unified Caring, the website, there's a whole nutrition page, and it just kind of goes into explaining to women and men and how, like as you were saying, every stage from the womb all the way up to your older, how our body changes and how our nutrition changes and what vitamins do we need or not need or more of or less of. It kind of gives you a breakdown of all that, too, and kind of just shows you, as we all know, we can get all of our nutrients from food. It doesn't necessarily have to be from supplements or whatnot. we can get all the nutrition that we need from our foods. It's just learning every stage of life of, like I said, what you need and what you don't need, or more or less of. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
That's great.
With our viewers that are listening, you know, definitely check out the nutrition and the exercise benefits on the page for sure.
Great. I think that's absolutely mm-hmm. great. Now, you yeah. have this book, and you make meals out of this, right? You've used this
yes.
book several times.
Yes.
Right? This cookbook, this particular
mm-hmm.
cookbook?
Yep. I have it right next
Tell
to my
Tell me
stove,
about the
actually.
Hot dog. Yeah, my youngest teenager, well, he's going to be an adult in November because he'll be officially
mm-hmm.
18. He's no longer a double digit, but he is he likes hot dogs. There's a certain brand that you can only buy. It's the only brand that he'll eat. And so I'm looking at this hot dog casserole. How easy is have you made that? How easy is that to make?
I have not made that one yet, but that's actually a really good idea because I have been thinking about hot dogs lately since I have been pregnant. You know, I'm like, oh, chili cheese dogs or something like that sounds
right?
pretty good.
Right.
But no, particularly, I have not made that one yet. Since it's been winter and whatnot, I've just made a lot of like the soups and whatnot too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
right.
The soups, they're really good. They're really, really good recipes. And like I said, they're just quick. They're easy. I usually do it the night before. Like, okay, I'm going to go to the store, get what I need. Or actually me and my boyfriend, we've been pretty good here lately. We've just been kind of meal prepping. So we'll make
right.
recipes for the week and we'll go to the store and get absolutely everything that we need for the week. And we'll whip up some recipes that are just kind of 20 minutes or less. So
very good. Very good. Yeah. You know, and
yeah.
the thing, I found that the older I get, and I'm just a
mm-hmm.
couple of years away from six decades, the older I get, the harder it is for me to plan. I never know what I want from moment to moment. So now, thankfully, we have a store like 2 minutes away, 5 minutes by walking, and
yeah.
I can go there every single day. And not that I appreciate that either. Well, I do, but not always
right.
on my priority list just to go to the store.
Oh, I hear you.
But every day.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the farmer's market to open because that'll be a different story. But, you know, it is,
yeah.
it's a, yeah, it, I find it hard to meal plan. And
mm-hmm.
I'm looking at this book and I'm thinking, okay, well, here's, And I'm looking at just the table of contents, and there's like it's just poultry,
yeah.
and then the poultry recipes, and then the beef and pork, and
yeah.
and I know that there's more in there obviously than that.
Right.
But I also have my student who graduated. I have a student from China. He's been with me. This is his third year, and
uh-huh.
He graduates this year, but he's a vegetarian, so.
Okay.
You know, learning, he does the majority of his own cooking, but he has taught me some really fantastic vegetarian meals. And I'm assuming that, are there vegetarian meals in this cookbook as well?
There is. Actually, if you look in the table of contents, Karen, if you keep kind of scrolling through, it's on page 7 in the book.
Okay.
There's page 5. And page 7, where it just shows you vegetable side dishes and or vegetarian dishes. So,
nice.
Yeah, there's a lot of great recipes in that for people that just don't eat meat. So,
right, right.
Yeah, to keep that in mind. I don't see a whole lot of, like, if you're vegan, I'm not seeing, like, a whole lot of just vegan things. But if
mm-hmm.
you are a vegetarian, there's, like I said, there's a lot of great recipes in here for that.
Great. Now, we just have a few seconds left. In stock,
oh, okay.
the book, It's $55 for non-members. Member price, $42.
Right.
And this cookbook was created by people who work two or three jobs, have families, have no time to dilly-dally. So I love that quick, easy lemon breezy, I think is the term. April, thank you so much for hanging out with me this morning. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. I'm so glad that you're doing great and the baby's happy and healthy as you move into these next stages in your pregnancy. And I keep up the great work at the store. You're doing a fantastic job.
Oh, thank you so much, Karen. Appreciate it.
All right.
We'll see you next month.
All right, darling. You have a great weekend.
You
okay.
too.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right. Tune in next week. We have a special guest coming in next week from One Tree Planted, and I'm so excited about this cause and about this organization. You don't want to miss it. Thanks for listening. Take care. Talk soon.